This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. The death of a Crooked Creek resident remains under investigation. 30-year-old Cheryl Sakar was found dead in a residence in Crooked Creek on August 9th. Alaska State Troopers from Bethel responded to a call on that date and brought an investigator from the General Investigations Unit in Soldotna. That means they are taking a closer look into Sakar's death. And in hunting news, this year's Unit 18 September subsistence moose hunt on the Canuktuk River will be open to all qualified state subsistence hunters, even inside the federally managed wildlife refuge lands. The Federal Subsistence Board voted to take the special action last week. The board expanded the boundaries of the portion of the Unit 18 hunt area around the Canuktuk River to match the existing state hunt area. At the same time, it lifted federal rules limiting the hunt to local rural residents. That means that the hunt will operate under state rules beginning September 1st and ending September 30th, with hunting open to all Alaskans regardless of where they live. The board delegated its authority to reinstate federal rules to the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge Manager if there are conservation problems or social needs raised by excessive hunting pressure during September's moose opening. In a press release, the board noted that the temporary change, quote, unifies state and federal regulations. The Federal Subsistence Board will meet again in April to consider making these changes to the subsistence moose hunt in Unit 18 permanent. And the community lost one of its most beloved teachers of Yupik language and culture when Sophie Alexi passed away on August 5th. Last Monday, community members gathered for a potluck in Bethel to celebrate her life. KYUK's Greg Kim attended.
Sophie's friends, family, and former students filled the cultural center. During the meal, they took turns telling their favorite stories and singing songs in her memory.
I'm able to speak and introduce myself properly because of Sophie.
Former student Pauline Baratko says what she remembers most about Sophie is her openness. Sophie used her own family members as characters when she taught, and she shared mundane matters like chores she had to do at home. Pauline says that created an atmosphere in the classroom that helped her learn.
And she eventually became like part of my family.
Another student, Crystal Garrison, remembers something else.
What I remember most is her laugh.
It just kind of burst out and almost startle you at times.
Jerry Dominic worked with Sophie at KUC's Yupik Language Center. It was there that she helped create the Mumikjisdit Galikgait. It's a Yukdun English dictionary for legal and medical terms. Sophie and others noticed it was often outsiders providing legal and medical services for locals, many of whom only spoke Yukdun. The language barriers could lead to serious consequences. Jerry said Sophie wanted Yupik people to be better understood.
It was passion and, you know, love for the people, and that wanting them to not have to suffer or to get bad results.
Sophie was one of the pioneering teachers of the new written system for Yukdun. The system was developed in the 1960s to fit English keyboards. UAF Professor of Alaska Native Languages Waukee Charles said it was tough for Yukdun speakers to use.
Many of our own people saying, well, this doesn't make sense. Well, Sophie made sense of this for those who couldn't otherwise.
Sophie also helped create the 4-year bachelor's degree in Yupik Language and Culture at KUC, the only university in the world that offers that degree. When people talk about Sophie and what she accomplished, rarely is her name mentioned by itself. It's always Sophie and Oscar. They met as teachers back when KUC was a community college. Since then, they were inseparable. Oscar says Sophie's mom wondered if they were too close.
Sophie's mom used to tell us both, "Yo bailitzich biknatik," you know, quit working yourselves to where you're going to really miss each other. Be separated for a while, you know. And when it came down to maybe giving that a good try, I'd think I'm going to probably be sorry that we had been separate for one whole day.
When Sophie's cancer was diagnosed, the tumor in her pancreas had developed too far. Sophie asked Oscar for two things. One, don't let people cry over my body.
And two, I want to look pretty, you know, in my coffin. And she did it too. And that's the way she wants, still, you know, finding humor in everything. I think that's it for now.
In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And in sled dog racing news, this year's Iditarod champion and Bethel's own hometown hero, Pete Kaiser, will deliver the keynote address at this year's Alaska Federation of Natives Convention. Kaiser is the first musher of Yupik descent to win the Iditarod and is a four-time winner of the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race. The theme of this year's AFN convention is Good Government, Alaskan Driven. A press release describes the theme as, quote, reflecting the basic necessity of sound, fact-based government policy amidst Alaska's current fiscal challenges. AFN President Julie Kitka says the gathering's discussion will center on building an Alaska all Alaskans want to live in. This year's AFN convention will take place October 17th through the 19th in Fairbanks. And finally, in Napakiak news, the U.S. Coast Guard calls the Napakiak school fuel tanks a, quote, environmental hazard to the Kuskokwim River, and the Coast Guard has ordered the fuel's removal. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports an officer says the Coast Guard could not issue the order until the situation got serious enough.
The U.S. Coast Guard last inspected the Napakiak School fuel site in October of 2018. At that point, the tank sat less than 200 feet from the Kuskokwim riverbank, and already that bank had shown rapid erosion. Earlier that year, it had lost more than 70 feet in less than 2 months. In an email to KYUK, Coast Guard Petty Officer Nathan Hatfield says the Coast Guard was aware of the bank's erosion at the time, but did not consider it a, quote, imminent and substantial threat. He says that the situation has only recently reached this threshold and that the erosion over the past year occurred faster than the Coast Guard could have anticipated. News reports alerted the Coast Guard to the close proximity of the river to the tanks. In mid-August, the Coast Guard ordered the Lower Kuskokwim School District to remove the oil from the Napakiak School fuel tanks by the end of the month. The tanks contain about 36,000 gallons of diesel fuel and now sit 76 feet from the river. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for Yukden News coming up.